What's your story today?
Okay, I have a quick update on the story about the four-year-old who fell off the Disney cruise ship. Remember we were talking about that? Well, apparently a witness was saying that the dad had the four-year-old sitting up on a banister, but now recanted that testimony. The Broward Sheriff Department is still investigating, but says that didn't happen. So they still don't know how she fell.
Oh, yeah, because that's what people were telling me, too. Like, relatives are like, he put her up there for a picture and she fell. And, you know, everybody's
it's all over social media. Yeah. But I had another part to my story, but go on to the next, guys. Well, I'll do that tomorrow.
Well, Kevin, you're up.
Wow. Well, okay.
Well, we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
That's it, Kev. Okay, so.
Season 5 of The Bear. FX has announced that that is a go. We thought maybe going into this season it could be it, considering the stars of the show becoming big, big stars. Jeremy Allen White, obviously. But FX announcing they have renewed the series for a 5th season.
Did it end in a way that invites another season? Or
I don't want to say too much.
Well,
Steve.
No, but you can answer
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Like right when it finished, Bridget and I looked at each other. We're like, yeah, there's going to be another season.
Oh, good, good. I can't wait to catch up. Steve Bertrand, what's your story?
So, you know, remember that movie Snakes on a Plane?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who was in that movie?
Samuel Jackson.
That's what I was trying to think of.
And a whole
bunch
of snakes. I can't remember anyone else.
I always call him Tom Jackson, but it's...
Jackson. Lisa, is Tom Petty your favorite driver of all time,
too? Oh, my God. The text messages that came in about that.
It's whenever I'm most certain. That's when you... in life, kids...
Well, you did sound certain, and then I was second-guessing it. I'm like, wait a minute.
Kids, whenever you're absolutely sure, that's when you need to second-guess. So, Snakes on a Plane was a story about this plane in the air with Samuel L. Jackson and a bunch of snakes, right? Well, apparently it happened in Australia, in Melbourne, Melby, they call it down there. The plane was about to take off, and they found a snake on the plane.
Mm.
So, what do you do when that happens?
You call Samuel L. Jackson.
You throw another shrimp on the bobby. And you call Mark Pelly, an Australian snake catcher.
I got a call from Melbourne Airport or from Virgin basically saying there was a snake on a plane. Can you get here as soon as possible? Because a plane cannot leave the runway until you come and deal with this. That one was easy compared to usual. Usually I start pulling stuff apart. So my mum said I was always good at demolishing and breaking things. So I've now turned it into a career.
So he goes and he finds the snake in the cargo hold. And he reaches in, grabs the snake, pulls it out, and the Virgin Air flight is able to go. That's heroic, don't you think?
Good thing the passengers didn't know.
Yeah, I don't know how they saw it. They must have been one of the baggage loaders or something. But
it wasn't in the toilet, was it?
It was in the cargo.
Yeah, it was underneath. They said it was a harmless snake.
Yeah. Not mid-flight. There's no harmless snake. People are phobic about snakes. They would panic. There'd be chaos.
Okay, here's a question. I wake up in the middle of the night and go into the bathroom. You know, get a drink of water, and there's a spider in my sink, like two-thirds of the way up. Not a big spider, but lots of legs and fur and stuff.
About 8 legs, maybe.
Okay, 8 legs.
Fur?
It's my story. And anyway, it's just sitting there, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to bother it. Spiders aren't terrible. And so I get up this morning about 5 o'clock, 5:30, and it's in the exact same spot. So what happens is it can't get past the rim of the sink. So what do? Do you
flush it?
Flush it down,
or do you save it?
Why?
I couldn't pick it up.
You got to get if there's one, Steve.
What are you gonna do? Feed it or something?
I put a little square of paper.
Pet?
I put a little square of paper under it and got it on there, and then I dropped it and it shot its web out right away, and put it down in between the shower and the sink.
What?
I hope that God shares not listening.
So you got a spider running around your house right now?
And now are you going to go home and see if it's still there?
We had him spraying at our house today. Bridget doesn't like the bugs.
There's a lot of ants in people's houses.
Spiders aren't bad for you.
Bugs are terrible right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, brutal.
The spider lives in Deerfield.
You're a weird dude, Steve.
You're going to wake up with a big red circle on your hand one of these mornings.
We actually were just talking about that. We have been getting little bites and stuff, so...
Oh, great. Why don't you just put it in your bed while you're at it?
Steve's news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.